Time now to learn how to find a job, what skills are needed to enter the workforce, and how to represent yourself during that job search. That and other things come to us from Chad Grood, our job genius with Express Employment Professionals. He joins us this morning on the phone. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Everybody's ready to go on a Monday, especially those people looking for a job, kind of a fresh start for a week, and get a good plan to kind of make sure that they're taking the right steps towards getting employed. Let's talk about this morning. I guess you have a couple of companies that have several openings. Tell us about those.
Sure. We have two employers that we've been working with over the last several months that have been sort of held back with challenges on building their workforce, having turnover, and working through some other avenues to try to, you know, put their teams together. And so working with Express Employment Professionals, we've been able to sort of lay out a strategy. And so we have several openings that I'd like to talk about here this morning to hopefully connect with individuals that might be interested in these opportunities, or if they know of someone, friends or family, that might be interested as well, to send them to our website or our office, and we can get them connected.
All right. Well, put out the pitch there. How would you describe it? Because obviously a job, looking for a job is a way also advertising the company to get to pull the person in. So
sure,
tell us about
absolutely. Absolutely. So these two companies, one is a Lorraine-based automotive manufacturing company, and we currently have 20 third shift position opportunities available in assembly, and anybody with welding experience, maybe even entry level, interested in some opportunities. There's 20 positions available. Immediately, we're going to be interviewing, assessing, and setting individuals up for those opportunities this week, as well as 20 part-time Saturday and Sunday positions available within the same organization to help get them caught up on some projects, if anybody's looking to pick up some extra hours. And then the other company is a plastics manufacturer in Elyria, and they've been struggling with the same challenges, and they're looking for individuals looking for long-term opportunities. Both companies are a 90-day evaluation to hire, showing up for work on time, showing that you're willing to learn. And then once you're hired on to the company, you get to embrace their full-time benefits with their health insurance, retirement, other special benefits with them. But while you're working for Express Employment Professionals, you have opportunities of the insurance, 401k, and other benefits as well. So these are positions, long-term, career-minded individuals that would open up other opportunities over a period of time.
When you mentioned third shift, what are the challenges for somebody to get a job working third shift?
Well, third shift out of the three shifts is one of the better. First and third. Second is one of the most challenging positions. But we found since we've been open that second shift, third shift, first shift, it fits the needs of several individuals depending on their situation. Most families are two family incomes, and one works the other shift while the other one works the other shift. So it all depends on what the structure is and what somebody's looking for. And with the millennial generation as well, third shift, second shift are actually becoming more advantageous than first shift.
Chad, I know we've covered this before, but for someone who's just tuning in this morning, what can people expect when they walk into Express Employment Professionals on North Abbey Road?
What they can expect is obviously to meet a very welcoming staff. They can look to learning more about themselves and what they would bring to an employer. We help them uncover skills that they may not know they possess. We look to fit them in an opportunity that fits their current situation as well as their long-term goals. So it's learning about yourself when you come in. It's learning about opportunities. It's getting some education and some training. And from what I can see, I think it's a pretty pleasant experience.
We're talking this morning with Chad Grood, our job genius from Express Employment Professionals. I understand you have a leadership simulcast coming up in April. Talk about that and what the benefit is of it.
Yeah, April 13th. It's a Wednesday from 8 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. There's going to be a continental breakfast and a box lunch. But we have three guest speakers, Shaquille O'Neal being one of them, on our simulcast, and then two other well-known leaders and career development individuals that are going to talk about opportunities and leadership. And the benefits to anybody who would want to attend is, one, inspiration, two, understanding what leadership truly is, and best of all, the event is free to those that would like to attend.
Again, that's coming up on April 13th. Do they need to register? Obviously, you need to hold a space for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the registration link on our website at www.expresspros.com/Lorraine OH. You can click on the link, register. Again, there is no cost. We do offer an opportunity to donate some funds at the door for some special organizations, Boys and Girls Club, NAMI, and the Friendship Lorraine County APL. But to attend the event, it's no charge, and a lot of great information on leadership and inspiration.
Yeah, that's coming up on April 13th, but people can find out more, again, from Express Employment Professionals, going to the site that you said, as well as visiting you there on Abbey Road. Chad Grood, our job genius with Express Employment Professionals. We'll talk again next Monday and get people back to work in Lorraine County.
Sounds great. Thank you.